All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. It's Friday. Every Friday on the final segment of the show, we get an update on the Fond du Lac Area United Way with Executive Director Amber Killaway. And we're going to be focusing today on something called Giving Tuesday. Former Fond du Lac City Manager Tom Harry has been involved with that. And he joins us in the studio. Amber and Sally Swick, who helped organize Giving Tuesday last year, will join us momentarily. But Tom Harry joins us in the studio. Great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, Greg.
Yeah, pleasure having you on the program. So were you involved last year with this program?
Well, last year was the first year that it was done in Fond du Lac.
Okay.
It was an initiative that Sally Swick brought from another community. So it got off to a start last year at Thelma, and I think got visions of this becoming an annual tradition in Fond du Lac. It's certainly a great cause. It's going to be December 3rd, 4:30 to 7:30 at Thelma, and the idea of it is that folks at it's Giving Tuesday, which is a relatively recent development in the giving environment. And the idea is there'll be about 30 nonprofits that'll be set up in Thelma. And they'll be there able to discuss all of what that nonprofit does. And the hope is that folks will feel a capability and a need to give during that day. And they'll show you, for example, that if you give to the Fond du Lac Literary Society, that you would be able to, your $25 would purchase 5 books for somebody to read. Or if you give to Habitat for Humanity, it might, your 20 bucks might buy a bucket of nails. And that will go through about 30 of the nonprofits in Fond du Lac.
Sounds like a great idea, great program. Amber Killaway just stopped by. Good to see you.
Happy Friday, Greg.
Yeah.
Just got done with the campaign presentation.
All right.
Don't forget to give to United Way.
Right. Tom was just mentioning that Giving Tuesday started last year.
Yes. First time we did it last year. We, you know, with any new event, Greg, you know, it takes a little time to get some momentum, but we're really creating a lot of excitement. We have some new agencies that didn't participate last year, new to the community, in fact. Rawhide will be out. So what a great opportunity to not only come out, and to Tom's point, give a very impactful gift, but learn a ton about 30 different agencies. It's not all that often that many health and human service organizations are together all in one space. You can learn about what their needs are, what they do, various programs they run, and perhaps even some volunteer opportunities and ways to engage. Maybe they're looking for a board member or a committee member.
What would these agencies, Tom, do? I mean, if they didn't get funding from the United Way, how would that impact the people that they serve?
Well, it impacts in so many different ways. I think the basic thrust of any nonprofit is they have unending needs. You know, if they, they'll never be enough funding to fund all the needs of the nonprofits that we have in Fond du Lac. And so this is one of the legs on a multi-leg stool that helps them through the years. I just, you know, this thing is, I have a passion for this. I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, we decided at Christmas time that our kids were fortunate enough, our grandkids were fortunate enough to have all they needed as far as toys, et cetera, et cetera. So Sally and I began giving them a small amount of money and said, do some research, come back to us and tell us where you'd like the money that we're going to give you to go to a charitable cause. And it's done a number of things. They've done some amazing research and come back with causes that I never knew existed. Plus, it's also filled my mailbox with a lot of mail over the course of the years as these agencies have asked for additional funds. But this initiative of Sally's, who's joined us here, to me, has been able to help connect my family with their roots in Fond du Lac. It's also planted a seed for them to take a more of an interest in philanthropy at an early age, and I extend this not just to grandkids, but to other folks in our family. And I think it's also helped helped all of us to see that the Christmas season, the holiday season, is more than getting, it's also giving.
All right, Sally Swick joins us in the studio. Talk about Giving Tuesday. You're passionate about this, helping others, paying it forward. Talk about this program.
Sure. Tom just said it so well. I'm just a strong believer in giving back too. We are so blessed. And we started this with our kids probably 15 years ago. And it took a while for them to really grasp the importance of really giving back in this manner. But once they did, they thank us for it. They just said, in their 30-somethings now, they were 20-somethings at the time. And they said, you know, we do have so much and we'd love to give back. And what stimulated me to really try to pitch this to Amber Killoy and United Way to team up with me is that it really is something that I think people will think about funerals, for example. Oh, instead of flowers, give to a charity. So that's something that's common and it's something they think about. But then it doesn't necessarily have them think about other things. And we've got so many nonprofit organizations and Fond du Lac that rely so heavily on donations, of course, to meet their budgets. And my husband actually was Walleye Weekend's chairman one year when it got rained out, if you remember that. Yeah. And I felt sick thinking that all these nonprofits relied so heavily on that day and they went home with nothing. And that's when I thought, I was used to this in Milwaukee when I lived down there, and I just thought, this is a great opportunity for Fond du Lac. We can't allow our nonprofits to rely so heavily on just a few days for making their money. And what a wonderful way to pay it forward and also get gifts for your family. And this should not just be for the holidays, by the way. It should be birthdays and any celebrations, graduations, anniversaries, anything you can think of, kids doing a great job in school. Buy a backpack for back to school and give it in their name. Give them a card saying, I just bought a backpack for back to school for you.
So how did it make your kids feel to be able to help someone else out?
They felt great. In fact, it's really exploded in our family to the point now that we not only do this with Fund to Fondy, of course, this is pretty new, but they all give an alternative gift to everybody. And we go around those circle and everyone explains why they chose that special charity, what it means to them, and why they bought that gift. And that's what you get to do here. All the charities have tables. They'll be talking with you. You can shop by asking what's important and buy a gift that means something to the person you're giving it to. You know, maybe it's a school teacher and you can buy literacy services.
I just want to give a shout out to our presenting sponsor, Fox Valley Savings Bank. Without them, just putting on an event like this, as you can imagine, Greg, takes a little bit of financial resources to be able to do so. So a big shout out to them for being a continued supporter of the community and of United Way.
Let me ask you this, Tom, as the former city manager, when you look at this community, when you look at the challenges that this community faces and the people that these agencies serve in this community, one thing that stands out are the number of people in Fond du Lac. In Fond du Lac, I mean, you look at the unemployment rate. It just came out this week. Fond du Lac's unemployment rate is 2.7%. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Almost half of the kids who go to school in Fond du Lac live in poverty.
Yeah. This is a month that's focused on poverty along with many other causes, but there have been a series of presentations, but lots of groups, but I'll name one. Holy Family has had three or four presentations by various groups that deal with poverty issues. And I would just focus on one to reinforce your point. St. Vincent de Paul, for example, they have had over 2,500 home visits in the last year with people that are in need for things that I think you and I would consider basic essentials, you know, help for turning on the lights, for food, for gas, to get to a job interview, to pay the rent. And the help that they give is badly needed, but it doesn't begin to scratch the surface of the need. And St. Vincent de Paul, for example, has given out over $300,000 during the past year. And that's just one of the many helping groups in Fond du Lac. So the need is there. It doesn't go away. The 2.7 is great, but many of those jobs are not providing for a full level of resources for a family.
All right. Again, Giving Tuesday, when and where?
Coming up on December 3rd. It is Tuesday, December 3rd, 4:30 to 7:30 at Thelma Sadoff Center for the Arts.
All right. Tom Harry, Sally Swick, Amber Killaway. Tom?
Great. Is it safe to say, Amber, that if someone can't make 4:30 to 7:30, they could go to the United Way office?
Absolutely.
And get the literature and make a gift of their choice?
Yes, we'll actually have the shopping materials printed next week, so you can come on in anytime if you're not able to make it in.
All right. Thank you all for stopping by. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks. Thanks much.